On this week's Trivia Night, it's like totally radical, brah. It's time for some vintage slang trivia. Let's get tubular, trivia heads, because it's time to slip me some skin with another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on planet Earth. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, keeping things radical since 1796. Please excuse the Kathleen Turner-esque timbre of my voice. I am just getting over a cold. I've got 10 questions from CrowdPurse Trivia Game of the Week, pulled from our extensive library that we update every week with a fresh crop of trivia games, just like this one. These games are swell, boffo, awesome, wicked, righteous, aka pretty darn great. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Last week's bonus question, what 1980s boy band released their debut single Candy Girl in 1983? The answer is Ricky, Ronnie, Bobby, Michael, and Ralph, better known as New Edition. And speaking of new additions, now that's what I like to call a softball segue. Get ready to start picking up what I'm putting down, because it's time for some vintage slang trivia. 10 questions, 10 answers. Let's quit our lollygagging, because by the time we're done, you'll be smiling brighter than a Soho giggle mug. Let's play! I'm going to start you off a little easy peasy and get a bit more gnarly as we go along, kicking things off with question one. What sport popularized 1980s slang terms like tubular, gnarly, and radical? Is it A, skiing, B, surfing, C, archery, or D, climbing? Which of these sports popularized gnarly, radical, and tubular? The correct answer is B. It was surfing. Those laid-back California surfer bras, they popularized all sorts of slang terms like gnarly, tubular, dude, and radical. Question two. Which of these traditional men's names is also slang for vomiting? Is it A, Hank, B, Jack, C, Joe, or D, Ralph? Which of these men's names is a slang term for throwing up? The correct answer is D. It's Ralph. Oh, poor Ralph. The first known use of Ralph to mean vomiting came sometime in the late 1960s. Might be why we don't see too many Ralphs post-1971. Question three is a fill-in-the-blank. I'm not going to give you any answer options, so you're just going to have to dig deep, deep down into your lexicon repertoire to find the slang term for this. Here we go with a fill-in-the-blank question three. Someone making good progress on a project is said to be cooking with blank. Again, your question is, someone making good progress on a project is said to be cooking with blank. If you're doing a good thing, you're said to be cooking with what? The correct answer is gas, baby. You're cooking with gas. That phrase, now we're cooking with gas, originated with radio comedians in the 1930s when wood-burning stoves began to be replaced with more modern gas stoves. Let's keep things cooking with gas as we go on to question four. Which 1980s John Hughes classic introduced the phrase "eat my shorts" years before Bart Simpson popularized it? Was it A, 16 Candles, B, The Breakfast Club, C, Weird Science, or D, Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Which of these John Hughes classics introduced the phrase "eat my shorts"? The correct answer is B. It was The Breakfast Club. John Bender in The Breakfast Club, "eat my shorts." He starts his little back and forth with Principal Vernon with a "eat my shorts," and he ends up with 2 months of detention. 2 months. Don't mess with the bull, son. You get the horns. Moving on to question five. Which of these cartoon legends stars in the 1943 Merry Melodies short that introduced the slang term duh? Is it A, Mickey Mouse, B, Donald Duck, C, Bugs Bunny, or D, Yogi Bear? Who stars in the Merry Melodies, hint hint, in 1943 that introduced the term duh? Correct answer is C. It was a Bugs Bunny. According to the Oxford English Dictionary of all places, duh first appeared in a 1943 Merry Melodies cartoon starring Bugs Bunny. I'm keeping things interesting this game, and I'm going with another fill-in-the-blank question for question six. So once again, no answer options. You gotta do this one all yourself. So here we go with another fill-in-the-blank question six. In the 1980s, Southern California Valley girls commonly expressed their disgust with a sarcastic gag me with a blank. Again, in the 1980s, Southern California Valley girls commonly expressed their disgust with a sarcastic gag me with a blank. What are you gagging a valley girl with if she is disgusted? The correct answer is spoon. Gag me with a spoon. Nothing expressed disgust from a valley girl quite like a well-timed gag me with a spoon. Moving on to question seven. Which of these fist fight souvenirs would you have in 1800s London if you had copped a mouse during the melee? Would you have A, a black eye, B, a broken finger, C, bloody nose, or D, fat lip? Which of these souvenirs would you have in a fist fight in 1800s London if you copped a mouse? The correct answer is A, you'd have a black eye. Get it? Because it's like little and it's about the size of a mouse and it's all around your eye. Question 8. What rapper popularized the phrase bling bling to refer to diamond studded jewelry in the late 1990s hit of the same name? Was it A, BG, B, Lil Wayne, C, Busta Rhymes, or D, Juvenile? Which of these rappers popularized the phrase bling bling to refer to diamond studded jewelry? The correct answer is A. It was rapper BG. Straight out of New Orleans, that was his only US Top 40 Billboard hit. Came out in 1999. Bling bling. Question 9. Which of these American authors popular in the 1950s would not have been considered a beatnik? Was it A, Allen Ginsberg, B, Neil Cassidy, C, J.D. Salinger, or D, Jack Kerouac? Which of these guys would not have been considered a beatnik? The correct answer is C, Mr. Catcher in the Rye, author J.D. Salinger. He was very popular, but he was not considered one of the beat writers, a.k.a. the beatniks. You got Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, Neil Cassidy, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, Bob Dylan. He was even considered a beatnik for a while, but he's had so many different personas. Who knows what Bob Dylan would be considered now, other than awesome. Now, before I cop a mouse fighting off the onslaught of correct answers on the last question, do you have an upcoming event or meeting you're looking to bling out? Did you know that you can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPur? We've got over 1,600 original trivia games in our library, and they're loaded up with GIFs, images, videos, and so much more. Or you can write your own game on whatever topic you want. Add your own videos, images, your logo, fun facts, the sky's the limit. We've got team modes perfect for team building, and our newest addition is our AI Trivia Builder. Generate new questions on any topic you want at the push of a button. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they ride the whip to a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I am not loving that the slang terms of my youth are now vintage, but it's like, you know, whatever. As if I'd let that stop me from question 10. Which of these modern dance crazes shares its name with an old slang term for showing off? Is it A, dab, B, floss, C, twerk, or D, Dougie? Which of these dance crazes shares a name with a term for showing off? The correct answer is B. It's floss, man. If you're flossing, you're showing off. I live my life one floss at a time. Well, I hope my slang speak wasn't too grody to the max, because that is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.